Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at OKCmen.com. That's OKCmen.com.
We're live at AT&T Stadium. This place is massive. It is gorgeous. And we will be here, our home, for the next 2 days for Big 12 football media days. It is going to be epic. Once again this year, I'm back from vacation. This is my first time back since the 3rd of July, and I barely recognize you, Curtis.
Well, nothing happened while you're gone, so
yeah,
you might
no
as well
kidding.
Talk about your vacation because nothing in Oklahoma happened.
Yeah, I picked the greatest week of all time to not be here.
Both the greatest and the worst. How was your vacation, Phil?
It was fantastic. I've been to Oregon, I've been to Holiday Island, Arkansas, and now I've been to beautiful downtown Arlington, where my hotel room overlooks a theme park.
Yeah, this isn't the greatest setup for Big 12 Media Days.
No, it's terrible.
Because you actually have to get out of the hotel and drive like a block.
But no, no.
But then you get to Jerry World, and it's the biggest place in the world.
If you've never been, it's not overstated how large this place is, and just getting through the front door was a mile and a half walk.
Yeah, security's not easy to get through here. There isn't a lot of BS you can do to get into this place.
No, I definitely thought my life was in danger at a certain point, like I could have been shot by one of the security guards. But we're here, and we'll be here for the next 2 days.
Do you feel like a little tiny ant?
Yes.
Because we're down on this field, and you look up, in the literally the largest indoor stadium in the world is standing at us.
I'm just wondering when they're going to turn on the giant TV here.
You've never been in here, have you?
No, I've never actually. I've only seen it on TV. And on TV, the screen looks massive. But when you're underneath it and, you know, it's just dangling precariously above you.
Doesn't it feel like it's going to fall? And
yes, at any minute. It seems like it's too low.
Yeah. No, it does. And when you're in the stadium and there's a game going on, you tend to watch that more than the actual stuff that's going on the field.
So they have
it,
you,
it does seem like it's low, Spinoza.
Do they have you guys right at midfield, so you had to walk in the stadium and walk all the way to the middle of the field, or
nope.
Do they at least have you in a corner? Because the setup for Big 12 Media is really not that big.
Well, it is now. It's bigger than I've ever seen.
It doesn't require, a lot.
The last couple of years, it's been a lot different than what you've seen, Spinoza. In the past, what's it been, about 3 years since you've been here?
Yeah, well, last time I was there was when we were in the hotel. We stayed in the hotel
right,
where the event was.
So in the hotel, they have, like, banquet rooms for big press conferences,
mm-hmm.
And then there's another hallway for radio and then some other. But the last 2 years in Frisco and today, it's very similar that we're on the field. And it's like a full-length football field.
So yeah, we're in the end zone.
It's all just this big, wide-open space. So you take last year at the Star and multiply the space above you and around you by 100, that's what we're looking at right now.
Are you guys by yourself or any of the other Big 12 morning shows broadcasting?
Just one besides us.
Mm-hmm. One right now. A couple also had to go through security in Austin. And I wanted to say some mean things to them, but they were too nice of guys, so I couldn't.
Well, I'm telling you, Spinozzi, security is tight. This isn't the Star. They ain't jacking around here. Like, I
no.
took anything that could get me in trouble out of my bag.
So they went through your bags?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They go through your bags? I thought I was going to get frisked.
They saw my banana that was really brown in there, and it's, I think, that's a way to get into security. You hide something under the banana that
he
smells.
He found my brown banana.
This guy was like, you could just go ahead, sir. You go ahead.
He wanted to know what that was doing in there. Because your banana doesn't look like a banana.
I'm tired of playing with my banana.
No, he's not.
Well, here's the deal. Every time I learned my lesson, every time we come to this event, they're never ready for it. It's like we have to go into a different entrance than the rest of the media will today because we're here early.
They didn't know our names. They didn't. Yeah.
That's
we're
always
showing
fine.
We're showing ID. I have to give blood. It was insane.
Yeah, it was really weird. Really, really weird. Big 12 Media Day. It's hard to believe it. I've been to so many of these things. The first one of these that I came to was in 1996. Yeah, I'm old. 1996, the first year of the Big 12.
Do you have your first media guide?
In Kansas City.
Did you save it?
What have I told you many times?
Your wife made you throw them away.
I did until we got married, yes. Once you get married, you have to throw that away.
She was like, oh, look, it's Kansas, circa 1996. Yeah. Fantastic.
Probably not keeping this. But no, this is it's always a cool event because it kind of just gets you started for football and gets you in the mindset a little bit. Even though, let's be honest, over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, the NBA has just stolen July. Like, July used to be really, like, slow. And then you get to Big 12 football, and you're like, okay, now at least something to talk about. You'll see the faces. They'll be walking through here. The NBA has just completely stolen the show. But against my Mid-America Christian University educated guess, the Thunder did not make another trade over the weekend. So, Phil, I don't know if you've heard, but Russell Westbrook is not here anymore.
In 1 week's time, an entire team somehow got dismantled.
Well, I got to think that a lot of the media people you only see about once a year who aren't from Oklahoma City, that's going to be a big talking point when they say hi to you guys.
Probably, yep. Either that or just, you know, suck it because they're jealous of us, so I don't know.
Well, if they said just punch them dead in the face and then
there
just walk
you go.
Away.
There you go. And my man, 12 Things the Beard, is not playing around. He's got the setup that everybody wants. Right as you walk into the thing, he's got the big sports animal banner.
Yeah,
this thing is massive. I mean, we've planted our flag here at Jerry World.
Right when you walk in the door is where our booth is. But see, when you walk in, that's not really true. Because right when you walk in the door, there's a mile and a half walk just to get to the field. Then when you get to the field, this place really is, I mean, I know it's on TV, people see it, and it's massive, but that does not do it justice. It's insane. And, yeah, you're right. It does look like the giant TV could fall at any moment, killing us all, which is fine. I had a good run.
You had
wouldn't that be a great way to die? The TV at Cherry World fell on me.
It's like Patches O'Houlihan, man.
You had a good vacation, Phil?
I had a wonderful vacation. I didn't realize how weird Portland really was. You know, they steal Austin's slogan, keep Austin weird. It's the same thing with Portland.
They take the same thing.
It's called, keep Portland weird. And it is a very weird city. Awesome city. And there's a lot to do. But a very strange city. And first thing Curtis asked me is,
how were the edibles?
Fantastic. But no, that was the second thing Curtis asked me.
I didn't have to ask him that. He offered
I volunteered
up.
It. But
I saw things.
There is a homeless situation there that is unparalleled.
That was the first thing I asked
The first thing he asked me was, he goes, there are a lot of homeless people there? And I'm like, yeah, it's like ridiculous. You'll be walking, and there's all these sleeping bags on the street, and it looks like they're empty. And then the sleeping bags start to move. They're stacked up like cordwood.
Yep.
I mean, there's just but outside of that, great city, a lot of fun. Went and saw a lot of waterfalls.
It's pretty green.
Oh, in it's more like ways than one.
It's like the greenest place ever. A lot of trees, and it has a beautiful lake right downtown. Portland's a great city.
It's really awesome.
I felt like when talking to Phil about this, when I was driving down and I was checking in with him, and the way he was going on about Portland, I thought, Phil could be a dirty hippie in that town.
I think he could be an exceptionally dirty hippie.
I think he will. When we can't find Phil someday after he's done from the radio show, after we all get fired, he will be in Portland somewhere as
it's a beautiful
vagabond.
It's a beautiful place. I could be a homeless guy.
You
in
loved
Portland.
It. Yeah, sure.
Might get a little rainy and a little cold.
Nah, anyway. If you're going to be homeless in Oahu. They feed them.
You're right.
And you're in Hawaii.
And they got waterfalls there, too, don't they, Spinozzi?
Yes, exactly right. Weather's a little nicer.
Guess what's legal in Hawaii now?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
All these wonderful places to go and visit.
Michael, how you doing back there, buddy?
I'm confused. I know we're talking football. The football's talk today, but they don't play football for like another month.
Yeah, literally don't. I mean, the beginning of August is when they start having media days. So it's not quite a month, but yeah. No, it's and it's weird. We've been talking so much basketball. I'm like, oh yeah, football season. But this is always a good reminder. Today is the best day, by the way.
NFL training camp's opening this week as well for the teams playing in the Hall of Fame game. So, you know, it really is kind of the beginning of football season.
It's the beginning of what they call talking season.
Yeah.
This is the talking season, you know. Today is the best day, though, because you have OU, OSU, and then you have, weirdly, and never in the history of this conference have we said this, but Kansas is today. And I say they're one of the best teams because they got Les Miles coaching them. So you got OU, OSU, Kansas with Les Miles, Texas Tech with their new coach, Matt Wells, who was in the lobby last night hanging out with George Schroeder, and then TCU.
All I have to say is Les Miles' hair is not good.
Yeah, just ask him about that. Say, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You look nuts.
We'll see how that
works
out. You're
far too fine a guy,
Les.
I don't think he had that much
color in his hair when he was at Stillwater.
I mean, we all know what's going on there, so I don't think you need to ask him. The man just is looking for a unique look. We'll just let him
He's
go.
He's found it.
He's a unique character. Yeah, he has. He has. Phil, you were a Hot Topic conversation last night.
Oh, good.
Did you guys
I didn't show up to the bar.
I was going
to
say, did you all find each other last night? Because I saw a group text go out at one point.
Well, there was that. Yeah, we'll get to that. But, like, the first thing for me is I had our Fox 25 live show. We were out at Jerry World. I don't know if you see my Twitter page. But a lot of people were asking where Phil and Zynga was
with
a cone.
Why isn't drunk Phil out there with a cone on his head wrecking your live shot?
Yeah, so we had to just tell people that he's here just in spirit and he's invisible today. I don't know, but a lot of disappointed people.
I did a lot of driving yesterday. I was tired. I was done. So I went down to the bar, had one drink. Nobody met me there. I went back upstairs. I ordered from Mike's Taqueria. And had food delivered to my room, and that was that.
So we get the text from Dusty reaching out to all the crew here. Hey, anybody having a drink tonight? And, of course, most people are getting in later, and by tonight he means, you know, Spinozzi, when you drink at the Big 12 Media Days, you have some drinks at the bar at night, that means what? It means
like
at night, at the end of the night. Later, usually even. Like, you're closing down the bar. And Phil responds right away, oh, yeah, I'll go. This was 5:30 in the afternoon. Nobody's there, but Phil thinks everybody's jumping to the bar at 5:30.
Because I'm on a different time thing right now.
Your bedtime was calling right away.
Yeah, so I went, had a drink, and said, oh, this is great. There's nobody here. I'm going to go back up to my room. And I really did. I found a place called Mike's Taqueria.
I can't believe anybody even checked into the hotel by then, Phil, at 5:30.
No, I felt like I was
people
late,
probably
dude.
Just crossing the Red River about that time.
Yeah, that was me. That was Dusty. That was everybody.
All right.
In the Big 12 media.
We are the Morning Animals. We are live at Big 12 Media Days, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Thanks to our friends, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoes, and Grand Lake Casino and Resort. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
The Big 12 Football Media Day, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort.
Sports Animal Soundbite.
I just got a text saying, well, check this out. Westbrook traded to Houston for CP3.
Russell Westbrook, number zero, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Russell's done it. He gathers his 20th rebound. 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 21 assists for the Force. Playing to the crowd, pounding his chest, and getting a standing ovation at Chesapeake Arena.
This is unbelievable! I'm in shock. I don't know if I can talk. I don't know if I can talk.
Russell Westbrook, number zero, for your Oklahoma City Thunder.
If it's bling for your finger, it's on sale next weekend at Diamonds Direct. Yes, it's Diamonds Direct's annual summer ring sale, July 26th through 28th. Best prices of the year on all rings. Extra savings on thousands of engagement ring mounting. Plus all eternity bands, all fashion rings, all wedding bands, all colored gemstone rings. Take your existing diamond and give it new life with a new setting. And save like never before. Meet the designers. See all the newest ring styles. It's 3 days of extra savings on all rings. July 26th through 28th only. And only at Diamonds Direct.
On North Penn, across from the mall.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet, ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Proud to be Oklahoma's flagship radio station for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
WWLS, the sports animal.
We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. Live from Big 12 Media Days, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Gorgeous day in Oklahoma. We'll top out at about 93, currently 71 at 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
I have posted a photo, Spinozzi, of our location at Jerry World. Phil looks very happy.
I'm always happy.
Have you done a little investigation to find out where the food will be provided in the stadium, Phil?
I assume it'll be the other end zone, but I don't know.
This always happens. This is so... I brought my breakfast today because I know the first day is always a cluster bleep mm-hmm. with the Big 12. They're never ready for us. They're never prepared. The Wi-Fi is not working. They don't have the food out, and they're scrambling. So I took precautionary measures and brought food for myself, but not for Phil or 12 Things to Beard, of course.
Yeah, I didn't get a brown banana. But
is the Jumbotron so low to the ground?
It's not. That is.
Is that how it normally is?
Yes. It's an illusion. It's a trick of the eye.
What?
Yes.
It really looks like it's about, 50 feet off the ground.
Yeah,
maybe you're right.
Could climb one of these banners.
Oh, they're turning it on as we speak.
It's going to blind
someone.
Phil,
you got to record this.
It's going to blind
record
someone.
And you know what? If they have our cable company, it's not going to come on.
That's
the
exactly
cable's
right.
Not working.
No, since that Morning Animal Group is here, I'm not going to let them see what they want to watch.
It's only going to show about 75% of what you're able to see.
I think that's where it usually is. Because it's not as low as it seems. Well, I don't know.
There's a guy walking past that really gives you the illusion that it's looming down over the field.
Those streamers that have the teams that are up there for today.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe
This is like as low as it can go. I'm pretty sure because if you kick the football, you're breaking it.
Breaking
the TV.
You're probably right.
You think you can kick a football up into it? I mean,
yes.
You think you can hit it.
Okay.
I could kick a football right now into it.
I want you to do it. I want to test right now because Phil's going to pull a hammy.
Would pay money for that.
And since Phil's on the football field, I want a 40-yard dash at some point this morning or tomorrow morning.
Phil, if you don't do it, this is a shame.
Problem, you can't do a 40-yard dash because the press conference will be right in the middle of the field.
During Bob Bosby's speech.
Right through it.
Instead of Spinoza's question, you have... Phil and Zynga's 40-yard
the
dash.
Big blur.
We can go.
Because they just announced there's free tamales on the other end of the stadium.
Should I do it nude?
Okay, no, because you have to do it every year.
Come on, everybody.
You should streak
doing
the Big 12.
We could line up, Phil, from one sideline to sideline and go sideways. Let's do it. How long is that?
Jeans.
It's about 53 yards.
53 yards, Phil. 53-yard dash. Let's do it.
I should have wore shorts.
What do you think, Rich Eisen? When he's suited up at the NFL Combine, he does the Run Rich Run. He's raising money for charity.
His
shoes. He's got the whole thing on.
His pants aren't ill-fitting. Mine are.
Well, that's a personal problem.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
They're ill-fitting. I'm sorry.
Take them off.
How much of that is vacation ill-fitting?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did you bring back more Phil than you took?
Holy moly. Kerry Murdoch, I'm just getting a text from Kerry Murdoch. He has been stopped at security, and they will not let him in.
Oh, he's going to be so upset.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to come. Kerry's coming in. When he does get here, he's coming in hot.
He's going to be a joy.
He's going to ask for those guys' names. They will not be there tomorrow.
He'll find them on the internet.
He'll stalk their Facebook
page. He's going to cyber stalk their families.
Yeah, he will. He's good at it, too.
That's a pretty good looking setup you guys have there. And Phil does look like he's in a very joyous mood.
Oh, the screen is on, Phil. Yeah. Try not looking at that while we're on the air.
No. You know what? If the players cannot look at it, I cannot look at it. If it It is distracting.
They usually have the side one on, too, and they don't. You know, so that's just a side screen.
So that's good.
Any update on Mr. Murdoch and security?
He's been moved to another lot. Oh.
And when you and I cannot stress this enough. When you hear things like that, like you had to go to a different lot or a different gate or a different entrance at Jerry World,
it's like
that
a
is
mile
not.
Away.
Yeah, that is not like any normal stadium where it's like, oh, you just step on over to the next entrance. No, no, no. Getting around this place, it's a nightmare. So when it's another lot, it means you have to go back to your car after you've already walked a long way, drive to that lot, and then go down another tunnel of security.
Which
it is Fort Knox.
And he's been hauling equipment too.
Yes.
Yes, he has. He's going to come in hot and sweaty and
angry.
Well, that's every day, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's going to have a reason this time.
Next level anger.
That's exactly. Michael, you said it right. He's going to have a reason this time.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Curtis, but, and Spinozzi, I know you can relate. You know how when you're in Vegas and you go, oh, it's only two or three casinos away?
Right.
It's a mirage. Yeah.
But it's a mirage. You've got it's really far away.
That's what Jerry World is like.
Well, no. Jerry World, everything not only looks far away, but it is far away.
You're further.
Yes.
He's going to be so pissed. I can't wait.
There's nothing about this that's going to be fun for him.
Yeah, so we're just bracing everybody. Get ready.
Mr. Murdoch's not going to be happy today.
The ball of anger will be here soon.
See, I see people walking in.
Yeah, how are they getting in, but he's not?
Because he's...
Maybe. Is he on a different list? Did the Big 12 forget him?
Is there like a
I'm seeing people show up for the media.
Is there a no-fly list for stadiums?
Carries
on it.
He's on the national registry, and this happens to be one of the points of interest. Okay. As far as this weekend, so Phil, you were in Portland, and then you were in Arkansas. I mean, you're just all over the place.
I went from Portland to Edmond, Oklahoma for about 12 hours, then to Holiday Island, Arkansas for 4 nights, and then to Edmond, and then here.
So where were you when the Paul George trade happened?
I was in Portland, and that's all anybody was talking about in Portland.
And you were being a jerk about it on Twitter.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was. I think at the time, what did I post? It was something about, you know,
something irritating.
Oh yeah, you were being a jerko.
Oh yeah, somebody called me a douchebag. I had people swearing at me.
I got
like retweeted like 5,000 times.
Was that like your most awesome tweet ever? Then in your mind,
Well, if you look at the stats, probably. I have to. I don't even remember.
Do you really care about those stats? You're like, ooh, yay. 5,000 times.
I wrote, remember when everyone was freaked out because the Thunder might trade Steven Adams? .. Good times.
That's a jerk response.
Who knew I could retweet that again on Friday night?
Just change the name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, where were you then when Russell Westbrook got traded on Thursday?
I was in Arkansas.
At the Swingers Convention.
The globe.
Getting drunk in a mansion.
And again, I'm sure that's all everybody was talking about there.
For a while. Then other things got talked about, but mostly that. Like, oh, man. And I remember saying, I'm so glad I'm not at work this week.
There was a bunch to talk about.
There was, yeah. It was, and weirdly, golly, guys, nothing happened over the weekend in the NBA. You'd have thought, all right, some more stuff's going to happen, but that means it's, I guess, the calm before the storm.
Well, the Thunder Summer League team was victorious again on Friday, and so I knew that they were in a tournament, so I was like, okay, at some point they're going to be playing again, because when you win in a tournament, you advance, but I have no idea how the Summer League is run because they never played again. Everybody else played again, and then last night there were some semifinal games, and I went, okay, that's fine, whatever. I'm done. I tapped out until we hear something about Chris Paul. I'm kind of tapped out of the Thunder.
I was with you. I could not, and you couldn't even through the Thunder's website or their Twitter, they weren't updating the Summer League game. It was like, oh, there's pregame warm-ups from Darius Baisley against Croatia, and then it was dark. Nothing.
Yeah, there wasn't much there to see because even the guys besides Baisley, who you've been used to seeing in Summer League, those guys didn't even play. We had our backup summer guys playing. So, yeah, it was an incredibly degenerate thing to be watching it.
We had the G League's G League team playing. in Vegas. I'll say this. So Friday, you know, the trade still isn't official yet. Like, they haven't, you know, the NBA hasn't cleared it.
Which means, Curtis, I'm pretty confident that they won't have, like, even if it's done today, they won't have, like, a conference tomorrow or something like that.
I wouldn't think so, but Russell Westbrook, okay, a couple things. He was eating breakfast around town in Oklahoma City, people tweeting photos of him. He has his camp today and tomorrow in Oklahoma City, so he's there. And I guess because he technically hasn't been traded, he could still go up to the facility and shoot, work out, all that stuff. But then Friday, the Thunder, without saying, like, hey, goodbye, Russell, they put out this video. It was like 3 minutes.
It's a real tearjerker.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's what I was going to say, Michael. Like, you watch it, and the music they put behind it and the way they edit, it was very good production. Like, I always look at production quality, and it was very well done. And I thought, you bastards, Thunder. It was so well done, and it made me, like, get emotional thinking, oh, yeah, good times.
Were you looking at pictures of season tickets while that was going on? Just crying, going, oh, I still have these.
Wow, what again, Phil has to come in and start.
Phil doesn't know loyalty if it hit him in the face.
No, he is the biggest jerk of the highest order.
Phil, I'm putting together a video of all those pull-up threes he missed last season and technical fouls and sitting on the bench for committing a technical foul, being thrown out of a game. So I got that video. It'll help you feel better, I promise.
Oh, no, Phil will still be a jackhole.
No, I'll laugh. Why
Phil's going to be the guy that's going to be like, oh, I got Thunder tickets for free. I'm not going because they're not good enough.
Yeah, that'll be your moronic stance.
Oh, moron. No, I'll go. Especially if the seats are good.
You're going to go to root for the Rockets, right?
He's going there to root for the girl bringing a drink and sitting courtside. Yeah.
And usually they have some lovely smoked salmon down in that special area. So.
Is that your swinger friend you were with in Arkansas over the weekend?
I one of them, yeah. And they're not swingers. I want to make that very clear once again.
Well,
there was no swinging going on.
I think because of Russell, and you know, some cuts might have to be made. So no salmon on that level next year.
They can't afford the salmon anymore. They have to stay under the salmon cap.
You might be getting some corn dogs down there next year.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Who doesn't love a corny dog?
So if
they would have a press conference, do you think that Chris Paul would actually be there?
Nope.
Because I'm going to say I'm probably not.
No. We had a big conversation last night at the bar, which we can talk about later, with some other media members that were there that, you know, even cover the NBA and some that may even cover the Rockets. And there were some interesting things being said about the potential questions you could ask the Rockets in their introductory press conference with Russell. The things you can ask Daryl Morey and the things you can ask Russell Westbrook, they are fascinating.
By the way, once again, we are live at AT&T Stadium in Arlington for Big 12 Media Days. An update from Kerry Murdoch. He has now been
detained by Dallas Arlington police. He's coming back.
He's sending me profanity-laced texts about how the credentials are not here.
Oh,
so I'm sitting outside with my thumb up my butt.
That's definitely not what he said.
Now he has to go back to the original checkpoint that he was told not to be at. That's literally the other side of the stadium.
Somebody's going to die.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't just hop out of your car and go to the gate.
No.
You hop out of your car, and then you walk a mile to get to the gate for them to tell you to go back to your car and go to another gate and do the exact same thing. So every time he has to go to a different place, he's burning some calories.
We may never see him again.
Oh, we will, but he's going to be on Texas News tonight.
Everybody, please.
A security guard at Jerry World was beaten with a camera case.
And then for some reason, he just sent me, I don't even know, some weird digital text. All right. We are the Morning Animals
with
live.
With a middle finger.
I feel bad.
You know, driving down, I was thinking, you know, this is kind of weird. Because we always talk about this, Kerry, the Big 12 will try to wait until the SEC plans their media days and then maybe they'll do the next week. Or, you know, they, you don't want to go head to head with the SEC. And
would it really help the Big 12 if OU would have brought Jalen Hurts today?
Well, yeah. So hold on to that. Pin that. So I'm thinking, well, the Big 12, so the SEC starts today too. And then later in the week, the Big 10 starts theirs. So they will overlap with the SEC later in the week. I believe the Pac-12 is later, I think, next week. But I'm thinking, why would the Big 12 do that? Nobody's going to be here. But I was actually pleasantly surprised last night in the media hotel bar after our live shot with Fox 25. Sans filling Zynga with a cone on his head, by the way.
I tried to maintain. I did not want to go nuts.
Well, he'd been on vacation. You've been nothing but a...
It's been a really good roll.
You basically had a cone on your head for the last week and a half.
Basically been a walking, you know, walking kidney disease for the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Well, more liver, but...
liver disease, yeah.
Mixed in with a donut from Voodoo Donuts.
Which is, by the way, not overhyped.
It's not?
No.
I've always wanted to try that.
They just look cool and unique and weird, but do they taste? It's like, do I need Captain Crunch on my donut?
I will give you my full review later on.
Okay. Hold that. But being in the lobby or in the bar last night, this morning at 1 a.m.
Curtis may or may not still be drunk, by the way. He stopped drinking at 1 in the morning.
It's an annual tradition. Well, then, you know, Dusty shows up
he's
just buying rounds, you know. Dusty's got all this new TV money.
OU Texas. Anytime we're in Dallas, just know we might be a little drunk the next morning.
Yeah, it's part of the deal. Thank you to our fine sponsors. This should be appropriate time to mention them as we're talking about how drunk I am right now.
That would be Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe, and Grand Casino and Resort.
But I thought, man, there's nobody of significance going to be here.
Joe Klatt will be here.
Well, that was my thought. Well, and I knew I wouldn't
Bruce
see
Feldman.
Joel Klatt wouldn't be at the bar because he doesn't drink. But I walk into the bar.
You think that's why his skin is so beautiful?
Probably. Dusty Dvorak, of course, walks in, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I knew Dusty was going to be here. So there's some significance. But I thought, well, everybody's going to be at the SEC. And to Kerry's point, I didn't even realize George Schroeder was in there talking to Matt Wells, the new coach at Texas Tech. Next to him, I see Bruce Feldman, and I'm thinking, all right, these are respectful college football people that are here covering the event. And clearly, I think it's about Oklahoma and Texas being back with national significance attached to their name, Kerry. And, yeah, if Jalen Hurts were here, it would be a lot bigger. But I think the Big 12 nationally is gaining some respectability, and it's because OU and Texas are going to be top 10 teams in the preseason.
Well, and I think it's also, I mean, you talk about, you know, college football royalty right now. Oklahoma is right up there. They haven't won it, but they've been in that college football playoff 3 of the 4 years, so that brings some cachet to the conference. I mean, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State. I mean, is there another team that's been a lot as much as those four?
That's
Oregon dropped in 1 year, but no, not really Georgia.
Florida State
Georgia,
was there.
I mean,
Florida
Georgia's
State was
getting there.
2 years. Georgia's been 2 years in a row, but that yeah, but Florida State's done. But, yeah, no, that's – yeah, you throw – Georgia's now the new IT team. So, yeah, that's about it.
But really, I mean, there are two just big-time SEC names right now, Alabama and Georgia.
Yep.
I mean, then there's – everybody else is trying. But there's one big-time Big 12 team. Texas is trying to get there. Iowa State's trying to claw in there. But, you know, TCU and OSU are – they're trying to get relevant again. I mean – so it's not like there's just a ton of national interest in the Big 12, but, yeah, I mean, OU carries that banner, and Texas is trying to take it from them, kind of like Georgia's trying to take it from Alabama right now.
But I remember last year, we were talking about how there was nobody from outside the Fox crew. I mean, the Fox crew, like the Joel Klatts of the world, because they want to promote the teams that they have on their air and promote the league. But there weren't a lot of national big names here, so the fact that, like, George wasn't even here last year. I mean, the fact that there are some people that have some clout, yeah, I think that's a sign that OU and Texas are running the league again. And yeah, you're right, Kerry. If Jalen Hurts were here,
it would be huge.
Yes.
There'd be a ton of people there. There'd be a ton. I mean, especially going on the same time as the SEC media days, there'd be people from Alabama there. It would be a big damn deal if Jalen Hurts was there.
And I think nationally there's going to be, you know, a lot of interest in Sam Ehlinger just because – He is, you can call him fringe if you want, but, I mean, he's a preseason Heisman hopeful. I don't know if he's the top, you know, five guy, but he's on the fringe there. So, I mean, he'll get a lot of interest that way. By the way, I don't know, did you see that Neville Gallimore made Bruce Feldman's number two on his annual freaks list?
No, I've been meaning to read that, but thank you for letting me know. I would read that right
now. Benny Wiley posted video of Neville Gallimore squatting the other day, and he had so many weights on the rack, on the bar, they had to put, like, bands to hold the weights on there because the bar bent so much, like, if they didn't do that, the weights would just fall off the end.
I'm thinking OU fans...
He, like, squats, like, 800 pounds or something.
I'm thinking OU fans would rather see him pop up on Bruce Feldman's most dominant defensive lineman list.
Yes,
than
yes,
that,
yes,
that would
yes.
Be
I know, but, I mean, it shows you how much potential that guy really has. I mean... He should be a lot better than he is. I mean, to show up as number two on that list of 100 people, I mean, he should be dominating. I mean, that show what it showed me is, and I really didn't think of it in these terms, but my God, this guy has as much talent as Tommy Harris and Gerald McCoy. He should be that good of a defensive lineman. He's not there yet.
Yeah, two years ago, I remember Dusty got his first look at him, and he must have been looking at film or something like that, and he's like, this guy's going to be really, really good because you can see it on film, but there's just never been any consistency. And they really need him to be that guy. They need it really badly.
Yeah, so, okay, so today's schedule.
Not to mention with Alex Grinch coming out and saying that there's no NFL players on the roster. let's face it, Alex Grinch is poking the bear. I mean, he's trying to get something out of those guys.
I actually ran into somebody at dinner last night here that kind of knows Alex Grinch through, you know, people that really know Alex. It's one of those, like, Ferris Bueller, a guy who knows a guy who – anyway, I think what you're going to see from Alex Grinch – and, Kerry, you've probably been able to kind of decipher this a little bit – just from dealing with him in the spring, but once you get into the season, the Alex Grinch's reputation at Ohio State and really at Washington State is, oh, he's going to be a straight shooter. He's not going to sugarcoat how bad they are. Like, he will tell you, oh, yeah, this guy's not any good. Like, if it comes to that, he'll tell you if he's not a good football player or the team's not capable of doing that. Now, obviously, when a coach talks – that doesn't mean a team or a player can't get better, but he will be a straight shooter with you guys.
I want to hear him say, yeah, that guy's not any good.
You came out of the spring with him repeatedly saying, every kid that's coming in here that's a freshman, they got a chance to take to win a job because the guys that we got aren't good enough.
That's, I mean,
you like that? Because they were horrible. They were absolutely abysmal last year. Out of curiosity, just sitting here just during the show, glancing over Big12Sports.com, just looking at defensive numbers, and they were absolutely abysmal.
So today,
they were 129th in passing.
Embarrassingly so.
Horrible.
Yep.
So, and he also said this, and I think I've mentioned this a couple times, if he could, he would tattoo the number 129 on all of his players. Like, that's not politically correct in this day and age. I would brand my players. It's essentially what he said.
Wow.
You can't say that, but he says that kind of stuff.
OU is bringing two defensive players, Neville Gallimore and the guy who, and I know this weirds people out, that was named the preseason defensive player of the year in the conference, Kenneth Murray.
So why does it weird people out?
Because he wasn't any good last year.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of tackles, Curtis.
Right.
He
just... Yeah, most of them against Army that one game. But that's the thing. I think in this conference, we talked about this last night on TV, it's kind of what you're left with when you, all right, you look at rosters, you're filling out these ballots, and you think, all right, well, this guy's played a lot of games. He had a lot of tackles. I guess I'll put him in there. And Michael, I think you could say the same thing about, like, A.J. Green from Oklahoma State. Well, he's got a lot of playing time, and he's not bad. So, you know, those are the kind of guys you're left with in the Big 12 when you're talking about best defensive players.
We're noticing something very odd.
What happened?
They're polishing, like, okay, they keep the – it's like Disney World. They're polishing the railings that I –
like in the padding around here.
Go over and touch them in between breaks, Phil, just to see if a guy runs back over and polishes it again.
She probably wants to kill that guy that's just leaning up on
her
right now.
Yeah, there's a dude leaning up on her. She's cleaning around him.
I mean, they spare no expense here at Jerry World.
This is pretty impressive.
Get food all over your fingers and just leave fingerprints, greasy fingerprints on it.
I'm just transfixed. She has multiple different types of towels. She's got like different grits of sandpaper or something.
Well, by the way, because it is Jerry World, when Curtis went to go get coffee for us here at our broadcast table, the three coffees and the two waters cost him $78.
Yeah.
So
it's free.
Thank you, Cumulus.
Don't give Curtis any money.
He told me he needed my end of this. All right, we are the Morning Animals. We are live at Big 12 Media Days, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, our home for the next 2 days. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Yeah, and today's the day for OU, OSU, Texas Tech, TCU, and Kansas. Oklahoma State, along with Mike Gundy, will bring Tylan Wallace, perhaps the best receiver in America, A.J. Green, who is a really good defensive back, and Johnny Wilson, the offensive lineman. Michael, did you say they were bringing somebody else that's not on my list?
I thought they were bringing Philip Redwine Bryant, who's like one of their special team, one of their like locker room leaders that I think is being rewarded to being brought, but won't play a ton.
Nobody cares about locker room leaders at media days. Let's be honest. Like, why are they?
He's well spoken.
Oklahoma's doing the same. They're bringing Nick Basquin, who's not on the list.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? I mean, honestly,
Curtis does not care for people that don't play.
He's an amazing story. Okay. I mean, Nick Basquin is an amazing story.
I get that, but that's for
like both his Achilles.
That's for the local media
day. Maybe you can ask him about Kevin Durant's Achilles or something.
Listen, it's a great story.
For Tom Rinaldi. It's a great story for Tom Rinaldi.
Yes, it's a great story for, there you go, Spinozzi, or on a slow day during the season.
I'm going to tell you, if you put out Vegas odds, and I was listening to some stupid gambling podcast driving up here last night, and they were going over, like, Kyler Murray leading the league in passing yards, like, plus 1,100. Like, would you put some money out? Well, they were just saying they're not going to have their starting running back from the beginning, and they're going to throw the ball a lot.
He's a rookie. There's no chance. Well,
I mean, they were just going over
the
weird-ass
right.
bets. Like, this might be something. Like, Nick Basquin would be one of those weird guys. Like, could he lead Oklahoma in receptions or be second in receptions? Because he is a slot guy. He's a possession receiver. You know, Jalen Hurts, maybe he, you know, maybe that's a guy he gets some trust in because he's a six-year guy.
That's a legitimate discussion because Lincoln Riley will find ways to get people the ball if, I mean, if they're in the right spot. I mean, that's what he does. But anyway, the media day stuff. Yeah, all right. Les Miles, I am fascinated not only to look at his hair, but of course to hear him speak.
I heard Michael talking.
You're
going to
look at his hair, and you're not going to be fascinated anymore.
It's like, is it jet black now, Michael?
It's
awful.
Just awful.
It's shoe polish black. It looks nuts.
It's Charlie Casserly black.
Yeah.
It's more color than he had when he was coaching in Stillwater.
Dusty and Mark have a great show lined up later today. I mean, they're going to have all the interviews coming when they come through. I wonder if Les Miles will make the way through Radio Row.
Oh, I bet he will. I bet he. I absolutely think he will. He's going to want to pimp the program.
Well, the problem is there's not a lot of KU basketball or, you know, or KU football radio stations covering the team.
Well, it's interesting. Like, that's the weird thing that we were talking about this last night in the bar. Like, KU is unlike any team that we follow. And probably Kentucky's about the only other school and Duke that do this. And North Carolina, okay, the Blue Bloods. But at most schools, the main SID is the one who covers or oversees football and handles that. At Kansas, the football SID is like the underling.
Backup, yeah.
He's the backup. The basketball SID, Chris Tyson, who's from Oklahoma, listens to the Sports Animal. He's like the main dog. It's like he doesn't even come to football media day because it's like beneath Kansas for their basketball SID to come to football.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Les Miles will just be happy that somebody's talking to him again.
Les, their assistant sports information director, do you get a bag of money to buy players like the basketball guy?
No, they get nothing. They
see,
don't
this is why, Spinoza, you need to be here for those awesome questions.
And, oh, I guarantee Spinoza could do a great interview with Les Miles.
Oh, I would absolutely love to talk to him because he really, I think he'd be fun on a wide variety of topics.
How about you FaceTime in and I'll hold my laptop up to the microphone?
And Big Tex would happily put that on Facebook Live for you.
Sure. We'd be...
He showed up immediately and turned into my mother and gave me a water and said, put this on your eye.
I think if you, okay, again, I mean, I know you don't want us to take a picture of your eye.
No, I'd rather not.
Because it's.
How about take a picture of him holding the water up to his eye?
Because I think you've been bit by something and you might want to go to an emergency room.
It's not, I don't need
and
to
get
go
some
to an
anti-venom.
Room.
obviously, a snake bit you in the face.
Can you see out of that eye? It looks like
yes,
it's shut.
Fine.
You look like you went three rounds with Apollo Creed. You look like you got smashed in the face by the security guard with a bat.
Something
as long
happens.
As it's not my only eye. I have two of them, thank God.
Every year, there's at least one thing that happens. There's always one thing that happens.
There's a thing.
An illness, a car battery dies. Something happens every year, Big 12
Media
Day.
Yeah, my car battery did die one year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you rent a car this year?
Yes. Because I came up here last weekend and I bought a giant server rack and I couldn't fit it in my car, so I had to go rent an SUV so I could bring it home.
Nice rack.
two, Phil.
Yes, that's two dad jokes.
You got one for next hour, too?
I don't know.
Phil is rested up from vacation, folks.
We are.
Phil, what do you got next segment? This is a good Phil time.
We could talk about a lot of things. We could talk about our adventures here in Arlington at Big 12 Media Days.
Do you, Curtis, you teased something very early in the show that I'm very intrigued about.
I don't remember what.
Donuts?
No, not Voodoo Donuts. I already talked to you about that. You said there was somebody from media that was at the hotel last night that was talking that might be asking Mike D'Antoni and Russell Westbrook questions at some point.
Yeah, I got to think about how I want to phrase that. I don't, you know how it is. What happens at the media day bar yes. stays at the media day bar.
But you teased that they would have some interesting questions.
Yeah, no, I can.
I want to know what those questions are.
I could throw out what the questions might be. Sure, we can talk about that with
I
Russell Westbrook
know.
And sure, and Houston and the whole thing. By the way, Russell is going to be hosting his camp for the kids in Oklahoma City today and tomorrow.
And
so you can ask those questions too, parents, if you're going to the camp.
Do you think some of the kids just start crying?
Probably.
Did you see the crying video online?
I got some more stuff about, like, if Phil missed this, about my kid, Connor specifically, my son, who was really worried about the future of the Thunder and everything. So we can get into all that. We can dive into that. And, yes, there has been no other trade since we last came on the air last week.
Plus, Spinozzi, if you are looking for something a little bit odd and a little bit weird, I have a story that I'm going to share later on this morning. Look up Tennessee toilet bomb.
What?
I'm on my way.
And we'll have that story as well. All that and more live from Big 12 Media Days at AT&T Stadium in Arlington with 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal. Live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas for Big 12 Football Media Days, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe, and Grand Casino and Resort.
What are you looking at, Phil? You got some weird...
Yeah, I have to turn my chair around because Phil's like a little kid at Disneyland.
He's never been to Jerry World.
I've never been to Jerry World, and this TV is by far the most distracting thing of all time.
You know, this stadium's 10 years old now.
I know. But you know,
I've been here when they played PlayStation on the big screen.
Kerry, what was the new Big 12 slogan? Because SEC has it just means more, but the Big 12 slogan
was
so convoluted. Where the
well, it's supposed to be every game matters, but they have this sub slogan that they use that you found. Excuse me, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. It's just awful.
It's like we play.
What
we play everyone who matters, so we're playing everyone. It's like a crazy slogan that
Didn't their slogan used to contain, like, we play everybody off I-35 plus some more.
We play everybody on
except in Iowa.
And West Virginia.
And over there in West Virginia.
And then we added West Virginia, so screw that slogan.
They should just say Big 12. Round robin is fun. Whee!
No, it was really.
How about Big 12? There's only 10.
That's right.
Yeah. That one was rejected.
I think that one's the winner.
We suck at counting.
So technically, it does mean less if it's called the Big 12.
It means two less. That should be
the Big 12. It's just
two less.
It's two less.
Oh man,
the Big 12. Counting is not part of your degree.
That's right.
So here is, okay, the slogan is about to come up, and it just made me laugh because
it really makes you shake your head more than it does laugh.
Because, you know, you want your slogan to be simplistic.
Guaranteed 1 vs. 2 was one of them that popped up, which is right. I mean,
but our champion is determined by who we play, not who we don't.
Oh, my God. That is so long.
That's their slogan.
Our champion is determined by who we play,
not who we don't.
Who we don't.
Well,
that just makes sense.
Well, it's completely true. It's not much on slogans.
Yeah, because it's a little wordy.
We play everybody.
Like we were saying earlier, I mean, just appeal to the masses. I mean, it just means more. Is so. I mean,
it's so simple.
And they can live with. They can. SEC can use that until the end of time.
And even the troglodytes understand it.
Right.
Today is their day of days, too.
Every year there's a damn new slogan here. I mean, come on. Stick with one.
See, they go so fast. They have so many slogans.
Because they're embarrassed by it. They don't want you to see it too long.
Ask Bob, how many people were on the team that came up with that?
Too many. Because there's like 7 different slogans. I mean, some of them are like.
School.
Some of them are just statements of just. Fact, like,
but not
the way you win is to win.
But they're not big on brevity.
No, that's exactly right.
They've got the non-catchy advertising firm working for them.
Yes. Most challenging path to the CFP. Boom.
All right. The thing is, the only people that really buy into those slogans are the people that get paid to work for the Big 12.
Well, sure. You're going to buy into the slogan that gives you a paycheck, sure.
You have to come up with a slogan that's like, all right, what mouth breather can we get to buy into this one?
Well, they're really glomming onto OU, too, because it's like, it's Big 12.
CFP stuff everywhere. It's like, who has been to the college football playoff at OU?
Then they had the Big 12 Conference, back-to-back Heisman winners. The Big 12 Conference. Back-to-back number one picks in the draft. Yeah, that's really just one school.
That's a glom job.
Yeah, that's like the SEC kind of does that with Alabama. But
does Iowa State get the chant Big 12 over those?
I guess.
Well, if they were – no, I don't know. I don't want to get –
All right, well, while we're waiting to take the – Phil's going to get the picture of the slogan. He's very intrigued.
He's just sitting there frozen waiting to take the picture.
You have to wait. There it is.
I'm going
to
take a picture of Phil taking the picture.
That's the worst, the least catchiest slogan I've ever seen.
All right, so while you're doing that, I can tell – so we were talking over the weekend again about the Thunder. So, you know, my son, you know, he's real into – we've talked about presidents and states and all that. You know, that's why part of the reason why we went to Washington, D.C. And, like – in the last month or so, he'll talk about, like, what he wants to do when he grows up. And he's like, when I grow up, you know, and in this order, he wants to be the president, a Thunder basketball player after he's the president, and then he wants to build the tallest building in the world.
Okay, well, he's got to rearrange all that. Okay. He's got to start with being a basketball player. Because he'll be too old. Because you got to be a certain age for the president.
He's a kid. Yeah. He's 6, Phil.
No, okay. No, you got to talk to him.
Okay.
You're going to screw up his life.
Now, this weekend, so all the stuff has happened, and we talked about how he was worried, Phil,
if
I told the story.
If you don't tell him when to be president, it's going to screw up his life.
Right. So, you know, Phil, I was telling these guys, like, he was really worried about Rumble getting traded now, and, like the Thunder changing their names. All these guys he's heard about, they're gone now. And then over the weekend, you
Will
he
their
had,
games be played in the high school gym now?
He had a summer league basketball game Friday night, which I had to coach because our regular coach was out of town on vacation. Clearly, he didn't care about the team. So
he takes a vacation wow. during the season.
I had to coach the team. Like, I'm not a coach. So anyway.
Me and my give a bleep are going on vacation.
Right, right. So then, we were driving home, and I said, hey, buddy, you played well. He's made a basket, which was awesome. So you had fun. He goes, yeah, Dad, I don't know if I want to play basketball anymore. I said, why? He goes, because I'll get traded.
Oh.
And I felt so deflated. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't want to, like, be a you said you wanted to play for the Thunder. I don't think I want to do that anymore because I don't want to have to move.
You should have had a great father-son moment and say, son, it only happens when you sign your name and are not willing to live up to your contract and you're a bad person.
You should just say, look, Connor, the worst that's going to happen, you'll get traded to Mustang. I mean, to their youth league.
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe we should start doing that. Maybe we should start trading kids so they, you know.
Right, their team's not good enough in Midwest City, so they're like, nope, trade me to Shawnee. I want to play with some better players. I mean, they do it in high school already. I mean, they do it in high school. I mean, it's Kerry knows. I mean, guys will hop around.
Does he also worry that maybe you as a family would trade him? Because that would be much sadder.
I don't think that's a worry, Phil.
How's your salary cap?
You might trade your kid. I'm keeping.
I've thought about it.
I know you have.
I've got some friends' kids who are performers. I mean, they really are making money.
Did you bring your kids to the swingers part of the vacation in Arkansas?
It was not a swingers vacation, and no, you don't
it's
bring your kids there.
Unconfirmed. We haven't been able to confirm that it's not, Phil.
It is not. It was not a swingers weekend.
So was this entire vacation away from the kids?
No. Part of it was with my son. We took my son to Portland, and then we came back on Wednesday, and the next day we went to Holiday Island, Arkansas.
Did you show him how readily available it was to get the stuff?
I didn't have to tell him because as you drive through Portland, there are, like Oklahoma City now,
yeah.
There are dispensaries everywhere.
So basically every gas station that went out of business became a dispensary in Portland,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's pretty
Except
much.
Except here you have to have a car. There you don't have to have anything but money.
Listen, you just have to be over 21 and you can walk in and you are welcome to like the hero that you are. And they go out of their way to make sure you know that there is a surplus in Portland, and you're going to get rock-bottom prices.
Is that why you were also tripping over bodies laying on the ground?
That was the other thing. Portland has a lot of homeless people. Like
Everybody
lot of
out west
people.
Has a lot of – all the major cities out there. It's a problem.
It was a little bit on the shocking side. In fact, first thing – Curtis, you weren't the first person to ask me this. First thing out of Curtis's mouth is, what's the homeless situation out there? And I'm like, it's really bad. So
no, I was listening, driving around, trying to get a credential.
Yeah, I remember.
That conversation.
took an hour and a half.
No, I think the first place I ever went was New Orleans, where I just saw tents like under overpasses and stuff, and like that kind of was weird.
It was.
And then I saw the same thing in Baltimore a little bit, but it's a whole different level out there.
We walked by a woman who had one arm, who somehow was managing to sew two wigs together. And told us to get the bleep off her street or she would kill us.
Did you hustle away? Did you stop and discuss it with her?
No, we just kept walking. And because obviously, there are other people walking with us in the same kind of, there's a lot of people, it's a city. They didn't seem to pay her any mind. So we thought, okay, let's just keep walking. Who knows?
I'm going
to
get the bleep off your street. Okay,
yeah,
thank
get
you.
Get the bleep off my street.
Say, you do you, lefty.
Yeah. You're right. She was a lefty.
Wind up in a fight. You know she can only go one way.
Oh. All right. We are live at AT&T Stadium. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal Big 12 Media Days happening today and tomorrow on 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal. It is Big 12 Media Days, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoes, and Grand Casino and Resort.
Kerry, you and Michael were showing me video. The bagel guy is back. Why is the bagel guy?
He is certifiable. Like I think he might be mentally unstable.
Yeah, I believe so. I think you're right.
I don't know. Like you're asking me, like, should we play that? I kind of listened to it a little bit, and I just kind of feel sorry for the guy. I mean, he's out there.
He's got
out
problems.
There, yeah.
As an attention whore trying to get his 15 minutes.
No, he's not doing that. He's just a guy who's messed up. And he's going to have horrible outbursts all over the place. And plus now there's going to be people all over the place looking to set him off when they see him.
Yeah.
And apparently the way you do that is talk about his height.
We should send him to Portland to go hook up with the one arm lady.
She really was angsty and upset that we were walking on her bleeping street, and she did threaten to bleep and kill us. And I was just trying to get a donut over at Voodoo Donuts, which I have to say is
maybe don't be homeless on that street because a lot of people are going down that street.
That street seems to be where they all want to gather.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, if you're ever in Portland, Voodoo Donuts, as long as the line isn't too long, definitely worth the hype.
How many different ones did you try?
I tried three. Mine, my wife's.
But I don't care.
And my brother-in-law.
No, that doesn't tell me anything. What kind of donuts were they?
Well, yeah, did they have, like, Captain Crunch on them?
I got the
like
ODB,
that.
Which is the Old Dirty Bastard.
Uh-huh.
Which
I know what is, that, we're hip, Bill.
Which is
know what that means.
A chocolate donut with crushed Oreos all over them, and it was phenomenal.
Nice.
You said yours was phenomenal.
Did
you have anything to enhance the flavor?
Just what it had, just what it came.
No,
had.
No, you know, no.
Like
something to prepare yourself for the
so
adventure.
It was, something
let's
you
put
would
it
help
this way:
with.
It was safe to assume all those things.
And Voodoo Donuts, would you say is maybe the most famous just individual donut shop?
I gotta think so.
In America,
how about the one out in L.A.? The one out in L.A. with the big giant donut.
Well, no, I mean one off. I mean,
they're not a chain.
Yeah, they've got other Voodoo Donuts. I think they have one in New Orleans.
There's one,
but it's a Portland.
But that's the original
staple in Portland. It's kind of like, you know, there's some Geno's East out here that you were talking about during the break.
Right.
But Geno's East is really a Chicago place.
From what I've heard, Voodoo Donuts obviously got the original one in Portland. There's one at Universal Studios in Orlando because there's always something. A copy of something in Orlando, and then I believe the other one is in New Orleans, and I think that's it. But it lives up to the hype. It's kind of cool.
Long line.
It is a long line. I waited in line for a little while. It didn't, and it goes by fast.
So was yours the best of the three?
No. My son had the Captain Crunch one, and I can't remember what that was called. Something about the.
So they really do have a Captain Crunch.
Yeah, they and Fruit Loops, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's really, really good. And you got two versions. You can get the cake donut, or you can get the yeasty donut.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're very delicious. So
what do they run you? What's just your donut?
I think
for example?
The three of us. Here's what happened. My son got very sick. So these donuts are pretty big, and they're pretty sweet. I was able to finish mine because I ain't no quitter.
you are a seasoned professional.
Campaign for people to quit. What are you talking about?
So then, but I'm not. But then my wife couldn't finish hers and my brother-in-law couldn't finish his, so my son ate theirs and his.
Oy.
And that made him sick.
Then he drank a Mexican Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Which is straight sugar.
And I'm not sure, but I think my son has diabetes. So,
so not a good guy.
So stay away from that donut shop.
So might want to have that check.
He was sick the rest of the day. And we're still touring Portland, right? This was like at about 11 a.m. And he just was everywhere we'd go. He was just my stomach hurts. I don't like this.
So is it $5, $10? How much is just a fancy donut?
I think it was like $5 for a donut, but they would give you a discount if you got a box of them. They're expensive, and they know that they are the best bleep in town, right? I mean, they're serious.
Yeah, it's probably the most famous tourist attraction in Portland.
It's definitely one of them.
How long was the line?
We waited about 15 minutes, okay. And that was it.
It's like this cupcake place in D.C., Georgetown
I've heard
Cupcakes.
Of that, yeah.
15, and it was the best cupcake probably I've ever had, but it was a long line.
Well, I would say, this was the best donut I've ever had, and I will fight anyone.
Let's do it.
who wants to go at it, because these were really good. I'm not kidding. They're really good. And all of the names of the donuts, most of them can't be said on the radio.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah. They're right up there on the board when you walk in the shop?
They don't care.
Dirty
you mean
names?
Like,
dirty
old
name.
Dirty bastard.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the cleanest. Okay. I mean, I think there were a few where, like, the, you know, the Captain Crunch one was clean, but there were some other ones. Yeah. Like, you would
come
even
on,
feel.
You want to. You want
would
to.
Even
go,
feel,
come on, tap
no,
dance.
I can't.
You can tap dance around it.
Yes. Can you do that?
Okay. A male rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Of course it's a male rooster.
Right. Yes.
And
added to what?
And imagine, finish this sentence. It is a round ball.
Mound?
Yeah. And plural would be balls.
Okay.
I really wanted you to say that loudly, real loud at the time you were saying it,
so,
because Joni from the Big 12 was walking by.
Well, I was waiting for her to walk by.
Wholesome lady.
It's rooster and balls.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know that I want to order that and then be seen, you know, putting it in my face.
That makes
what
sense.
You eating? Oh,
I got a box full of C&Bs.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right, right.
So I mean, that you look up and you're like, well, this place isn't for kids, but there's a lot of kids in line.
Which part would you like, the C or the B?
Can I take the whole thing? That's all right. But
just give me the rollers.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. Definitely worth your time, for
did
sure.
Did you become one with nature being out in Portland? Is
that
a very nature type?
I went hiking.
No way.
I saw like 4 waterfalls.
You?
Yes.
Went hiking?
Yes, it was amazing, and I loved it.
Did you go to the zoo?
No.
Their zoo is spectacular.
Whose
it's
hike
really
was
nice.
Longer, Phil's or Carrie's from this morning?
Oh, for sure, Carrie's.
Yeah, Jerry World is like its own nature. Like it's a wilderness in its own. It's a concrete wilderness.
There's a neighborhood.
Oh, there's a news story. I was really thinking it was going to take me straight to, what's it called, where all the dirty things are?
That's Urban the name of your book, Where All the Dirty Things Are.
That's my follow-up. Hang on. Hang on.
Next
thank
to Spinozzi
you.
On a Friday night.
It used to be called Where the Wild Things Are. Now it's Where the Dirty Things Are. No, you're thinking of Urban Dictionary.
That's exactly where I thought I was going to be taken to immediately, but I see immediately it's a news story.
Yes. Okay, there's a neighborhood in Tullahoma, Tennessee that was evacuated on Saturday after two guys got in an argument that led to a bomb scare. During the argument, this one of the guys sat on the toilet, you know, for a quick poop break.
Mid-fight? Hang on.
Mid-fight.
Listen, we can get back to this, but first, I really got to go.
See, and it doesn't really get into what they were fighting about, but whatever this fight was, it really stirred something up in the other guy, and he had to go to the bathroom. So, as he sat down for the quick poop break, the other guy in the argument with them said he rigged a pressure-sensitive bomb
nice.
That would go off when the guy stood up. And if you're saying, where have I seen that before?
I'm Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Merchant.
You can remember because 2 has the toilet scare.
That was in D.C., wasn't it?
Lethal Weapon?
No, I'm thinking Die Hard 2. Never mind.
Yes. Again, another great Christmas movie.
Die Hard 3 is in D.C.
Right. Die Hard 3 is in New York.
Yeah, Die Hard 2 is in D.C.
Die Hard 2 is in D.C.
Yep.
So anyway, this is exactly like the toilet bomb in Lethal Weapon 2. Now you're saying to yourself, well, that's just silly. There's no way this guy knew he was going to get into an argument.
Right. What are the odds?
Yeah, and there's no way he knew that his buddy would halfway through the argument sit on a toilet. However, the city of Tullahoma, Tennessee, evacuated 90 homes and 300 people nearby.
Because some guy claimed to do the lethal weapon thing.
While the bomb squad came in to investigate. Now, keep in mind, if you remember the movie, I think it was Murtaugh.
Yeah, Murtaugh was on the toilet, yeah.
Was on the toilet, and the bomb squad actually had to get down on their hands and knees and deal with it.
I think he had to put the bath mat over his private area.
Well, and his legs fell asleep. That was the other thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So Riggs had to be there to
had
pull
him into the bathtub
into
and
the
pull
bathtub.
The thing over top of him, yeah.
Right. So anyway, it turns out, though, there wasn't actually a bomb on the toilet.
That idiot.
And everybody, but to have 90 homes and 300 people evacuated as a result, the 42-year-old man who made the bomb threat was taken to a hospital for, quote, mental evaluation. So apparently it doesn't get you arrested. It just gets you sent to a hospital. on a psych eval for 72 hours.
And it helps you know your neighbors a whole lot better. All 90 homes that had to be evacuated.
You are not going to be invited to any neighborhood Christmas parties after that. So there you go. That is the Tennessee toilet bomb story. But I bet if you went to Urban Dictionary, you would find Tennessee toilet bomb there somewhere.
I'll give it a whirl.
Michael, start looking that up.
And you then know, we want a definition, please.
I know better than to go to Urban Dictionary with you guys. Turns well, into it, some yeah, other turns, stuff.
Turns into you having to record some audio.
Yeah, yeah. I retire. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to share that with you. Oh, and I'm having my coffee delivered. Thank you.
Very from nice. 100 yards.
Yes, it was.
It took our boss 200 yards.
Yeah,
he had to go there and back.
That's right.
So, thank you.
So, Phil, where are we?
We are at Big 12 Media Days in beautiful yet incredibly large AT&T Stadium. Big 12 Media Days sponsored by Firelight Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
National media here, which was surprising to me because the SEC Media Days are happening today as well, and really it's a four-day event in Hoover, Alabama. But yeah, you had some very respectful national media people here, like George Schroeder. You know, I mean, when he's here, he's classes up the joint. We always say that. So yeah, we had that, and we had some other just media that cover a lot of different events, but they're here, and one of them covers the NBA. So we were kind of getting into some stuff about the Thunder and Russell and all that stuff, and I think their plan, this person was telling me, they're going to go cover the Rockets press conference, whatever they have. I mean, they haven't announced the trade yet, so it's not even official. But they want to go cover the Rockets trade. We're talking about different questions that could be asked. Because there are so many things. You know, we always talk about freezing cold takes and some of the things that people have said in the past. Think about some of the things you could ask Daryl Morey. Remember all the trolling he did of Russell Westbrook on Twitter during the MVP race in 2017. Yeah, he's known for that. But you could simply ask him, Daryl, what did you think of the 2017 MVP race with Russell sitting right next to him? But then also, you could ask Russell a question and start it by saying, hey, Russell, Barry Trammell wanted me to ask you ... I mean, the possibilities are endless. But again, it's not official yet. And there are some things that we really can't talk about on the air that people want to ask those people. The Thunder, you know, we haven't heard from Sam Presti through any of this. And I suspect we won't until all the dust has settled. So even when they announce the trade officially, whenever that is, it will not be, I don't think, like a short time to when Presti talks. I think we're going to wait until all the dust has settled. And I suspect it has not settled.
Meaning that you think Chris Paul is going to be moved now, so there's no sense in really doing it right now?
I think they're trying, you know. I mean, maybe the dust settles after they try, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, they would love to get it worked out before they have a press conference so that they can just address it all at once. But
yeah, right. How do you get up there and talk about, well, Chris Paul, you know, when you know he's trying to trade him.
I mean, basically, if you have a press conference and Chris Paul is still on your roster, then you have to have a press conference basically saying, we welcome in Chris Paul. He's a part of the Thunder now. And
right.
We can't wait to, you know, rebuild this franchise around him.
And nobody's going to believe a word of that, you know.
And Sam Presti will say it in a way that is, you know,
very
corporate.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's on the roster opening night. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised
even a tiny bit
because I just don't think there's a monster market for him right now. I don't think there's a lot of teams saying, give me that $120 million right now. I mean, I've seen a bunch of, you know, like Laker fan, those kind of websites saying, oh, no, he's going to be bought out, and then ultimately he's going to wind up with the Lakers.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
I mean, because it's what they want. You know, it's, of course they want. They want him for $2 million a year on a veteran's minimum. And
I can tell you this, Sam Presti wants zero part of having that much dead money on his books.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He didn't even want to do it for Kyle Singler.
No, well, he didn't do it for Perk with the amnesty provision. Yeah. You know, he wants no part. And this contract's five times worse than that as far as the money. So, yeah, there's no way. And listen, I would be, guys, I would be surprised if he's on the roster, but I would be shocked if he's on the roster after the trade deadline.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's when I would be shocked.
I think it'd be interesting and fun to watch a starting five with Steven Adams and Gallinari and Chris Paul and Alexander and whoever the fifth guy is going to be. Maybe it's Andre Robertson. Who knows who it's going to be. But I'd be like, okay, throw those five out there. They'll be pretty competitive. And you got Schroeder coming off the bench. And you got Muscala. You got we just re-signed.
Noel.
Thank you very much. So it's like you got something to start with right there and all the young guys you've brought in. So, you know what? That isn't a tanking team. That's a team that's going to go out there and be pretty competitive on most nights.
If Chris Paul is on the roster after the trade deadline, it's because they couldn't get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they're definitely going to try, but they are – yeah, if for some reason they can't find any taker at all, there's no way they're going to buy him out.
I will say this,
though.
No matter what happens, opening day, Chris Paul is still on the roster. The face of the Thunder will be Chris Paul because they will be wanting to clean that baby up, polish it, and get it on the showroom floor. So people are like, okay, Chris Paul, without James Harden, actually still a really good player, we'd be willing to pay that $40 million a year.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They're going to
showcasing
do everything they can to that's showcase
right.
Chris Paul.
That's right.
And by the way, Chris Paul would want to play along with that too.
Yes, I think there's a chance of that, but there's a part of me that's also like if the Thunder's like, well, we don't want him around, you know, the locker room. We just want him to be healthy, stay at home, and we'll play our games, and then hopefully we can find out a deal at some point during the season. I could see that happening too.
I think as much as we thought we knew how bad the Chris Paul James Harden relationship was, I was told that is a lot worse than everybody thought it was. Like how they end up in a State Farm commercial together, I think surprised a lot of people.
Michael, I think you know that what you threw out there is really dependent on how much interest Sam Presti got. Like if he felt like if he goes into the season feeling like he's close to a deal and he hasn't traded him yet, then yeah, you protect him and you play him so much.
That's what you said.
But if you just found it really difficult to make it, I mean, like we know the deals that Sam Presti's out there making. He's making still like everybody was like, well, you're not going to get what you got for Paul George out of Russell Westbrook. And no, he didn't, but he still got a really good deal.
Yeah, he did well.
He still did well. So I would say his expectations are at least, you know, a first rounder and a second rounder for Chris Paul, if not two first rounders.
Oh, look who just walked up behind you. That trader Mark Cooper. Look at that.
I saw that trader was going to be here today.
And Bill Haston. Mark, we're going to put you on the air, even though you don't work for us anymore.
No, no. You have to pay him.
That's true.
You have to go run and get him coffee. It's 100 yards.
He's in the big city now. We should talk to Mark or Bill. We'll make one of them talk next, Phil.
Yes, that's coming up. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. Big 12 Media Days, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. As far as your weather is concerned, here in central Oklahoma, absolutely gorgeous today. We'll see a high of around 93. Humidity will play a factor. Currently 75 at 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
I mentioned this on Friday, Curtis, that Phil would be coming back, not just during Big 12 Media Days, but also during Amazon Prime Days.
So,
and he would have a hard time focusing on the show. Well, he just found out during the break, he was reminded that it was Amazon Prime Days, and he's been disheveled ever since.
Well, because I bought my wife a Roomba for her birthday, because that's what you do when you're a husband. You get your wife a vacuum cleaner.
That's nothing more romantic than that on a birthday.
But it doesn't. But nobody has to do anything.
Yeah, smear the dog's poop all over the ground.
Here's the thing. It's essentially worthless because it keeps getting stuck under all the furniture.
Okay.
So I paid over $300 for it. Amazon Prime has it for $145 cheaper, the exact same model. And there's nothing I can do about it because we've already used it, and it's gotten all the pet fur and everything in it.
What do you want for it? Somebody listening right now buy it from you. What do you want for it, Phil? Put it on sale right now.
I'm going to sell it for $301.
You're going to eat that thing is what you're going to do.
You're damn right I'm eating it.
All right.
Is that why you had to sell your speakers to get the Roomba?
No. I was just selling the speakers to make more room in my life. If it doesn't bring you joy, you should get rid of it is what they say.
The Big 12 Media
Spouses
Days.
Spouses included.
Big 12 Media Days. Are sponsored by Firelight Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. We are at Big 12 Media Days in Arlington for the first time. You know, I believe it was a year ago around this time when Phil penned a new song because he is such you're a songwriter, singer. You do it all.
I dance.
Yes, but the song had something to do with Mark Cooper, who happens to be sitting right next to you.
Oh, was it when I was just singing?
No.
Mark Cooper is super duper.
No.
What a great pooper. Mark Cooper.
Yeah, I think you threw that in there. I remember that.
Yeah,
Mark, welcome back to the Morning
Animals. Of the Tulsa World, formerly of the Morning Animals, Mark Cooper, now.
With the score. He's not just roaming the halls. He actually has an employer.
You work for someone else now? I thought you just were retiring.
No, I don't live in AT&T Stadium.
He's the Phantom. The Phantom of AT&T Stadium.
All right, Mark, first of all, why are you here?
He's asking himself that same question.
Immediately.
Here in this chair, I'm wondering that same thing.
Why is he on the show, or why is
no,
he
yeah,
on
no,
the
yeah, well, okay, either one. No.
Well, my job with the score is kind of college football and college basketball features writer, which is all kind of all-encompassing. And so I had the opportunity to come down to one of the conference media days and work on a couple different features and kind of introduce myself to different people, and Big 12 made a lot of sense. And
what direction
to be down here.
Are you going feature-wise? Because we were talking a little bit earlier, like if Jalen Hurts was there, of course, everybody would want to talk to him and write about him. But we also mentioned that OU is bringing a guy like Nick Basklin down there, a guy who's just battled back and battled back and battled back. So what kind of features are you looking at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think OU, even without Jalen Hurts here, is still going to be the biggest story just because of what they've done the last couple of years and having multiple number one picks, multiple Heisman winners and everything else. But I'm really interested, as I'm sure a lot of people already hear from Les Miles today, and I think this is my fifth Big 12 Media Day, and this will be by far the most attention that Kansas football has ever gotten here. And then tomorrow, obviously, Sam Ellinger and Texas and Tom Herman are going to be the big draw there.
Spinozzi, in your terms, Les Miles is coming up to the main stage at 10:05 this morning.
Hope he's wearing a hat. He needs to wear a hat.
Yeah, he looks so weird without a hat.
Not with a suit. He doesn't wear hats with a suit.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, Mark, is it weird that you're like this big fancy national guy now that you just picked your assignment? Like, I want to go to Arlington 1 week. And then you could be, like you said, you were in Madison, Wisconsin recently doing a story on Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, it's been a lot different because, like I said, it's all encompassing. And so that can be a little bit intimidating at times because you can kind of choose your stories from everywhere. And it's really up to me to pitch a lot of it. And so you're right. Yeah, I'm writing a Jonathan Taylor piece and was able to spend some time with him on Thursday up there, which is really cool. Had never been to Madison before, and enjoyed getting to know him. He was a pretty awesome interview, and so yeah, it's a lot different.
He's got a chance to win the Heisman.
It'll be different being down here and not being totally focused on Oklahoma State for the day. I think that's something that's going to be really strange. Because I'm going to be bouncing from table to table, and then
you're going to confuse
sudden,
Mike Gundy too, probably.
Yeah. Like. Oh, I'm sure of it. Absolutely. He and some of the players.
Let me ask you this, Mark. You're focus is now more national. Just looking at going into this thing, going into Big 12 Media Day, you look at the wide receivers in this conference. Is the Big 12, can they lay the claim to, the best conference full of wide receivers right now in the country?
I think top to bottom, probably, because you look at other conferences and there are individual teams that have really good receiving corps, Clemson and Alabama with Jerry Jeudy, and you sort of see those teams, but then you go down the rest of the league and half the teams don't have any receivers that really jump out at you. And here, you're right, you start with an Oklahoma with CeeDee Lamb and Tylan Wallace, and then Jalen Reagor at TCU, Colin Johnson, and on and on and on, and certainly, I imagine, given that Iowa State's got a really good quarterback in Brock Purdy. They're going to have a receiver emerge. Texas Tech always has a receiver emerge. And so
you got to think Baylor will have some guys too.
Yeah, though. Yeah, exactly. I think pretty much every team in this league has a chance to have somebody who's going to be a really good receiver. And that was a really hard thing to do when I was putting together the All Big 12 team preseason, is you only got three receiver spots, and there are really four first-team All-Big 12 receivers in this league.
You know who led the league in receiving last year? Do you guys know?
As far as returning guys or just overall?
Well, he's a junior last year. I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Was it the kid from Texas?
Oh, you're talking about Wesley.
Antoine Wesley. Yeah. 88 catches last year. So
He left early and was undrafted.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good move. Yeah. Hey, Mark, so, I mean, you were here during spring football. So OSU football was still the last football you saw. So now that you're here, you can tell us all the secrets because you don't have to cover them on a daily basis. No, what do you think could happen this year with this team? I mean, we don't know about the quarterback, obviously, but, I mean, what do you think their ceiling is?
Yeah, we don't know about the quarterback, and I guess sort of the assumption is Spencer Sanders is going to be the guy, or because he's, you know, the all-everything in Texas out of high school.
Do you think that's a problem if he's not?
Yes, yeah, I agree. It certainly – it makes you wonder, because when he signed, it was such a big deal. And if you're into his second year and he's not starting, and you know, even though they have a new offensive coordinator in Sean Gleason, I just sort of expect their offense to be good no matter which of those guys is in there, because they've got the skill players and everything else. I think their success really hinges on what Jim Knowles is able to do in his second year with that defense and rebuilding their defensive line, because they've got a lot of young guys down there, and they're still leaning on A.J. Green and Rodarius Williams to make that jump and be really good, experienced veteran cornerbacks. I think if their defense is better than it's been the last couple of seasons, they've got a chance to, you know, be top three or four in the league and really kind of contend into November the way they did, you know, most of the last decade. Whereas if their defense isn't as good, I think you start to wonder, is it going to go down the same path as a year ago, and are they going to be more of a 7 or 8 win team?
Let me ask you, I mean, you're not here covering the team anymore. You don't have to face the firing squad. Was Jim Knowles a guy that was in over his head last year?
I never got that impression from him, and it was hard to do at times, because the only time we got to actually interact with him was after games. Mm-hmm. He wasn't available during the week at all, and so we never really got some insight into his game planning. It was always after the game and his reaction to things. But he was always pretty level-headed, and he was always real with us. You know, he never. I think if a guy's in over his head, he's going to kind of dodge questions and not take everything head-on.
Yeah.
And he was really honest with us after every single game, good and bad. And so I took that as a sign that he was able to identify what was going wrong, and now it's a question of whether he can fix it and whether he and his staff can recruit to fix it, because I think that's a big thing, too, is they didn't necessarily have the playmakers on defense.
Spinoza, you got anything left?
I just want to talk to you about, I mean, all the time you spent up there with Mike Gundy during some really pretty entertaining and some pretty confusing times, quite honestly. I mean, you're walking away from it now and you're moving on to another, you know, challenge in your life. I mean, what are your final thoughts on the time and just Mike Gundy and what you think the possibilities for this program are going forward?
Honestly, as somebody who, you know, that was my first college beat and I spent 5 seasons on it, I learned a lot from covering Mike Gundy because of how sort of unpredictable he was. You know, some years he shows up down here and he's got a mullet and he's walking around shaking everybody's hand and giving everybody, you know, the time they need. And then other times you can tell that he's a little stressed out about his football team and he doesn't want to answer questions. And you never really knew what you were going to get when you went to Stillwater or went to a media event with him. And that was kind of an interesting lesson for me as a young reporter the first few years. In terms of this program moving forward, I kind of just expect them to be what they've been from 2012 to now. You know, maybe there's a couple years, if Spencer Sanders is the guy, maybe a year or two from now they contend and can get in the Big 12 title game and can win it. But I still expect that they're just going to kind of be a consistent 8 to 10 win team as long as he's there, because they just seem to have things humming on offense as long as they can recruit a quarterback. And you look down in their future, and they've got some interesting quarterback prospects kind of coming in the future.
All right, so before Phil can brag about the deals he either got or missed out on Amazon Prime Day.
I am trying to get Mark an Instant Pot for 30% off if he wants it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Are you shipping it to here? Because I can give you the exact suite that I squat in most of the time.
he's the AT&T squatter.
I was gonna give you a chance to pump up your employer and how people can find your work, Mark Cooper.
That doesn't matter. He's living at AT&T Stadium. That's all that you need to know.
In the Budweiser suite.
That's right. The score, yes. Real quick. How can people find your work?
Yeah, so you can still find me on Twitter at the same place, and then visiting thescore.com, and even better than that is downloading the Scores app, because it's a really good app where you can kind of personalize it with the teams that you want to follow, and even down to like the players you want to follow. So you can go on there and take the NFL guys you like, and then you get push notifications when there's a story written on them too. So the app and thescore.com are the way to find my stuff.
Amazon also has a Cheesecake of the Month Club, and I can get you signed up for that for 40% off.
Phil, the Navage is not on sale.
You know what? We do got to get one of those. We're going to have for the show, we'll have a communal, what is it called, the Visage or Navage?
Navage.
Yes. Clean your nostrils. Our old friend Mark Cooper, thank you so much for joining us once again, as always. I would say we'll talk to you again next week, but we may never talk to you again.
Absolutely. I get to do this in person. So. Bye, Phil.
Let's end it on that. Big 12 Media Day, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. We're at Big 12 Media Day, sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort.
Bob Bowlsby just minutes away from electrifying this audience.
I just took a drink and I was the always electrifying Bob Bowlsby. Another stem winder coming today.
Warming up in the bullpen.
Spinozzi, a couple of years ago, you would ask the first question. Of Bob Bowlsby.
I was the second the year that I chatted with Bob.
I would assume that our next guest will be the first question asker for Bob Bowlsby, and that is our man, Bill Haston. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm great. I will be actually looking for Les Miles, actually. I think I'm going to let Kelly – I'm going to sit this one out with Bob and let Kelly Hines handle Bob, and I'm going to try to find Les and walk around with him.
Annually, you could probably get away with – having somebody else handle Bob and you do somebody else. I think that's usually a safe.
Well, I mean, Les is an itch. I wish Les were tomorrow. Bedlam teams weren't together, which what a terrible decision that was. So, I'll be hanging with Les, actually.
I bet Gary Patterson likes this media schedule more than anybody.
Why?
Because he gets Gundy and Lincoln Riley and Les Miles, and he can just kind of sit back and not be bothered too much.
And he's great. How are you, Leslie? Leslie McCaslin, who another person who left Oklahoma City, seriously? Les Miles, man. Did you know Les?
I covered him.
Well, I know. You had a good relationship with him?
Yeah, No. I'll never forget the Saturday night after the Alamo Bowl, Curtis. He calls me at about 10 o'clock, and he says, I just wanted you to know I'm going to LSU. And I said, who have you told this to? And he said, you. And I said, thank you. Click. Bang, 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 bang.
Well, I remember being in that I was in that press conference in San Antonio.
Right.
The post game. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew it was happening, and he would not.
Oh, no, no. Hell no. And the day before the game on the sidewalk outside of the hotel after the big pep rally thing, we asked him straight up, did you interview for the LSU job? No, I did not. And then,
total lie.
Yeah, it was. He got interviewed in his suite, as it turned out.
That was the first time where I really, really understood the phrase that we always talk about now on this show, is that all coaches are liars. That Les Miles point-blank, bold-faced lied to everybody. He was negotiating with LSU in his hotel room in San Antonio while preparing to get his butt beat by Ohio State.
Right. And, you know, practices were open that week, Kerry, and I went to watch Ohio State practice, and I thought, oh, Lord.
They're going to get murdered.
Oh, my gosh. The biggest football team I've ever seen. Ted Ginn was on that team. That's right. Troy Smith was suspended for that game.
That's right.
Still, they were loaded, and OSU was really overmatched in that game. But, yeah, I mean, that was the whole week of the Les Gundy transition. And Les will never get the credit he should get, though, for what has happened at Oklahoma State. Because before Les, OSU was terrible, and Boone wasn't interested. And because of Les, Boone Pickens got interested, and that changed everything.
You know, I don't know that we're going to get into this today. It's kind of one of those things that's kind of gone unsaid. Like the whole Dana Holgorsen leaving to go to Houston is just such a, I don't know, indictment is the right word, but it raises so many questions about West Virginia. Kind of, you know, when he'd come to these, you know, these Big 12 media days, he wasn't always the most excited guy to be here.
Right.
And he always just kind of felt like, you know, West Virginia, do they really fit in the Big 12? And I think that move has got to make you question, like, how good a fit is West Virginia?
Right. Well, I mean, Dana has always identified more with Houston than with any other place he's worked or been. Houston's his comfort place, and he always wanted to get back there. And when U of H throws $4 million at him, what was he making at West Virginia? Not a cent more than three, right?
He was losing assistants left and right because they wouldn't pay what other people were willing to pay.
And, you know, I mean, West Virginia is a lot like OSU, I guess. I mean, which it's typically an 8 or 9 win type program in a good year, and occasionally you're going to roll out a 10 or an 11. But where OSU is a couple of hours north of Dallas, West Virginia is hard to get to and really has no identity out there in regard to the Big 12. You're right. I mean, if you're West Virginia, what is your primary recruiting base?
Yeah.
Is it Pittsburgh? Is it Florida?
When you talk about,
the state of Virginia, West Virginia doesn't produce much in the way of prep guys. So
you talk about like OU schedule and OSU schedule, you know, they play each other. And they have Texas, but Iowa State, Kansas State, is that really exciting? I mean, that's not Nebraska. It's not Texas A&M. Like, think about that from West Virginia's perspective. Like, that's an entirely different world. Like, there's no, you know, familiarity with the people you're
playing. Well, you guys were here, not here, but downtown Dallas. I think this was downtown in 2009. Bradford is back as the reigning Heisman guy. Ndamukong Suh is there. Gerald McCoy is there. Zach Robinson is there. Des Bryant is there. And I'm
That's
just like scratching. Oh, my goodness. The Big 12 then was stacked with A-list guys. And now you look at the list here, and probably the most famous player in the conference is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he's not here.
And he's not here.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
The star power – that you lose from a brand aspect and from, you know, the players, obviously. I mean, when you lose A&M and Nebraska and you bring in, you know, West Virginia, it's not a fit. It really isn't a fit.
Do you think Mike Gundy could surprise us all and say, oh, yeah, Spencer's our quarterback, like he did last year with Cornelius?
He could, and Spencer will be the guy, but I don't know. I think he'll go into the camp. I think he'll go 2 weeks into camp before he makes it official. Hey. I think this is a really I think this is a little bit of a stressor for Mike because he didn't want to lose Brown as a backup. And he's afraid Brown will bolt.
While you're talking about quarterbacks, guys, let me ask you all this. You got Jalen Hurts and Sam Ehlinger. Let's just put them over there. There's three other really good quarterbacks coming back this year in Brewer, Bowman, and Purdy. Which one of those three guys makes the biggest jump this week? And by the time that Big 12 media rolls around next year, you're going, no, that's the guy people are going to be paying so much attention to.
I don't know what Matt Wells will do with Bowman, right, Kerry?
Yeah, that's a good
I would say Purdy, if he stays healthy. Purdy's a pretty dynamic guy, dual-threat guy. I mean, we'll see, though. Matt Wells may not change it up as much as I would expect. I don't know.
Hey, I know we got to run. I talked to you Thursday night when we were doing yet another Thunder Training show.
Wasn't that nuts?
It was really cool. You had just left the Canes ballroom.
I had just left Traber's house and went to the Canes.
That's right.
Thinking, well, there's a 1% chance this might be newsworthy.
Yeah, by the way,
and
really
he gets
nice
traded
story.
During the –
Really nice story on Traber.
Yeah, it was in yesterday's Tulsa World.
Yes, it was.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was a great – maybe too nice.
Hey, listen, that was the easiest thing.
We're not doing that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can't do it yet.
We've been on vacation.
You know what I did?
When's the moratorium over with, man?
I'll ask our boss of being nice, right?
Oh yeah. No, I transcribed the interview and basically put a topper on it and said, that's good. I'm done.
And you left Traber's house. You went to Canes knowing Russell.
Well, I went home and showered and changed clothes and went to the Canes ballroom expecting nothing. Right. Really.
Well,
nothing.
He wasn't traded yet.
Right.
When you were heading over there.
No, I had just gotten on the sidewalk outside of the Canes barroom, and my phone buzzed, and I looked, and sure enough, there it was. So
was that crazy? Being
yes, it was. There were 30 media people there, which is mind blowing to start with.
Yeah, that was crazy.
NBA TV was there, and everybody in Tulsa, and a few others, a few .coms, and it was nuts. And we're told for an hour, he will talk. He is here, and he will talk. And he was there, and he didn't talk.
Yes, he got traded.
Sure,
that's why.
All right. Bill, as always, thank you so much.
Your man Chris Baker introduced me to Isaac Hayes. You got to check it out, Phil. It's unbelievable song.
We get a little concert.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, they were playing Isaac Hayes during the break. Hey, Bill, I just want to thank you for never leaving us, unlike Mark Cooper.
I'm not leaving.
Went out for a gallon of milk and never came back.
Our new Mark Cooper, Scott Wright, is talking to the
Our new Mark Cooper. Right. That's not fair to Scott.
Hey.
All right, that does it for us. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at 5 a.m., live from Big 12 Media Days. Thank you to our sponsors, Fire Lake Casino, Metro Shoe Warehouse, and Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. We shall return tomorrow.
And don't forget, the Monsters will be here live, too. So we got it all covered. We're not going anywhere. Bill's going to Geno's East, I think. But the rest
Of course I am. It's like down the street.
We're covering the press conferences and all the interviews, and people will be coming by all day. OU, OSU, Les Miles, you name it.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at 5 a.m. In the meantime, enjoy what's left of your life.
The Morning Animals.
This is Matt Pinto. Check out the latest episode of the Thunder Full Court Press at the podcast page at thesportsanimal.com.
If you've been injured in an accident, call the Able Law Firm, 239-7046. They'll take care of your legal issues and...